The conference will now begin.
Hi, shalom to everybody from South Fallsburg, New York. We're in Das Mide Secha, page Kuf Mem Aleph, Perek Yud. Page Kuf Mem Aleph. It's a hard subject. We'd like to think that, like Achzarias and Atzlus and Atzlus, we'd like to think that we don't have any shaychus to these things, and especially the subject of Perek Yud, which is the Mida of Sinna, of Sinna, of hatred. But we know that that's the Ikka reason for the Churban Bayis Sheni. We're still in that Golus. And that means that this problem of Sinna is still part of our lives and requires a big tikkun, and that it's ma'akev the Gula. That this is one of the, if not the greatest ikuv of the Gula, we're in the Golus of Sinna Shechinim, the Golus of Sinna. So, Rav Schwartz, in his own remarkable way, is going to dissect this Mida in light of the Yisod of Ofra and the other Yisodis. Page Kuf Mem Aleph. Mida Naisafas Shoshosh of Yisod of Ofra, Mida Sassena. Nistavina Batayra, Losisna Sachicha Bavavacha. The Torah says, you're not allowed to hate a Jew in your heart, your brother. You can't hate your brother in your heart. Zum mitzvah Loi says, that's the negative commandment. The Torah goes out of its way to use the lashon of achv, of your brother, achicha, of that connection of one brother to another. Mitzvah say, hafochis la, the positive commandment, which is the reverse of this, is v'hafla recha kamecha. Kanema reacha lashon reyus, reya. So it says, losisnes achicha, don't hate your brother. And then when it comes to the mitzvah ahav, it says to love your friend. V'at l'v'achav kamarecha. Loshna reya. Gedra haloysasa shel sinna. Mavur b'sifri. The Rishonim bring the loshna of the sifri to explain the gedra of this love, of this prohibition of sinna. Shkol isa nemakashu v'sengas chaver b'lei b'lvad. When is one over the iser of l'sisna? When it's bilvavach, when it's in your heart, when you allow it to sit there and to simmer in the heart, then you're over on the isra of sinna. Avakashu huma bias and also the peh of maisa. If, however, once the person expresses this negativity, this hatred, this anger that he has, he expresses it, he shows it, he makes it clear how he feels. You're no longer over on the iser of lasisnas achicha b'vavecha. That's how the Rambam learns that the iser deraisa of sinna is when it's something that is kept within the heart. On the outside, you're showing kilo, everything is fine, and that's your best friend, and you love the guy. But inside, your mom is cooking. Then you're over on the iser of sinna. Whoever hates a Jew in his heart, the Torah is warning about sinna shebelev, the hatred that is kept in the heart, the hatred that's kept in the heart. However, if you hit the person, or you insult or curse the person, even though, of course, that's forbidden to do that, you're not allowed to hit anybody, you're not allowed to curse anybody. But when you've done that, then you're not over mishum leisisna. You're not over the isra of leisisna because you have removed this from the rishus of your heart. It's something which is now obvious. Hashisra leisisna is achichu b'varach adayka. Kasha hasina nimzas b'libah shel ha'adam. Then you're over the isra. Lekasha him is galim libah lefiv olam isra, not when it's revealed. The technicalities are so, therefore, what can I do? What is permitted for me to do in order that I shouldn't be over? The Torah tells us that the opposite of what we must do is to bring oneself to overcome that and to come to a place of a haftarecha kamarecha, but is there anything that one can do in the meantime? So we're not going into the halachic conversation regarding this, but there are times that api halacha one is permitted to hate, and could be even one is obligated to hate. And this is one of those mitzvahs or one of those obligations that one should be very, very machmir to stay away from as much as possible. And it's not clear in our times how to determine when is this a mitzvah. But the Gemara says in Pesachim, at the bottom of the page, Kuf Malav, the Gemara is in Pesachim, Adam Shehi'idu Boshnei Edom Sh'ova Aveir, which we don't really have nowadays, it's Edom. So there are two Edom. If a person is Oven Aveir, I guess the equivalent would be if somebody is blatantly and openly Oven Aveir, but it means that he knows it's an Aveir, he understands it's an Aveir, and he was told that it's an Aveir. If you see somebody publicly, you see a person, or you saw that person on your own, being Oven Aveir, even though your Edus would not be accepted, because one witness is not enough, but you saw with your own eyes that the person is Oven Aveir. So, according to one mandomer, and the Gemara is permitted to hate this person. The other mandomer says it's not only that it's mutter, but it's a mitzvah to hate this person. This is the sign that I was talking about in the mitzvah of helping a person load his animal or take down the load from the animal. Okay, without going into the pratim of the halachin. It's kufim and beis. Od metzina the gemara. Omer rabba bar of huna. Kol odem sheyesh lei azas panam mutla kreisei rasha. Any person who has an azas panam, is a mechutzav, it's mutla to call this person a rasha. Rabbi Nachum ben Yitzchak Omer. Mutla sanoisa is permitted to hate this person. Shnema v'ayis panam yasuna. Pasuk says in Kehilas, a person has ponim is hated. Al tuki yisuna li yisna, that you can hate. It's mutter to hate this person. V'hanu k'fisha v'yarusham ha-rishon sh'azaz ponim onsabai shubavadir avarveh. The Rishonim explained that the fact that this person is a mechutzav, he's an azaz ponim, that itself is a very strong simon that he is an oivarveh, that he's somebody that is a balaveh. And a balaveh is mutter to hate. Just the azaz is a simon that's as strong as Edus. Could you imagine? That the person that he's a mechutzav, that's as strong as two Edim. As a simon that this person is really an oivar aveirus. Again, how this is applied and how this works nowadays is a long discussion, is not for now. So Tanya brings down a paraklamet base, tachlis sinus and osim, the rishoyim and apikarsim and so on. That the tachlis sinus and osim, Baba Ramal says, I hate them with the most passionate hatred. There is such an Indian. Charles, nowadays, who's a Rasha? Who are we allowed to hate? In King, Adam Shava Aveirut, what the Gemara is telling us, that a person is a Baal Aveirus, Yotzim Achlal Achicha, if it's a type of Aveirut, and it's done in a willful way, then the person no longer is in the category of Achicha, your brother, and it's Mutalus Na'isa, it's permitted to hate him. And according to one mandam, it's even a mitzvah to hate this person. Part of the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem is to have this clarity that this Torah and this Ra, and to love that which is good, and to hate that which is bad. This is in a very, very good, general way, is the sugya of sinner. Atanamik min zbem b'zashem ha'in yonish shal midah zu v'heichem shash. Let's go now to the shurish of this midah. Because, of course, 99.99999 plus, we're not using this in the acceptable way. It's just an emotion. It's just a feeling that takes over our lives. It's not because we want to do any kind of a mitzvah, and the kind of a mitzvah of a halach shem synagogue. So Rav Schwartz explains, Midas Hasena Ka'omer. The Midah of Sinna, Ka'amar, as we learned, as we said, Shorish should be Yisayt HaOfer. The Shorish is the Yisayt HaOfer. It's in the Yisod of Ofer. V'hi mezgala b'chayt Adam Arishin, sh'oz yarod l'Ofer, and when Adam Arishin sank back into that state of Ofer, atu you are dirt, as a result of the chayt, v'sham ne'mar, there the Torah tells us for the first time, that there's an Indian of hatred. Of the Eva Oshis Ben Zarach or Ben Zara, there's going to be a hatred between you and the snake. There's going to be a hatred. Ulam Sibay Sasena Mishakas Lashavas. So that's the first appearance of hatred. Obviously, what the Torah is telling us, and you know that the first time something appears in Torah, in Tanakh, is the Yisod. It's telling us that the Yisod of Sina, when it's permissible, when it's even a mitzvah, is the hatred of evil, which is the snake, the nachas. To hate that which is evil, to hate the Yetzirah, to hate your own Yetzirah. Ulam sibas hasina mishakas l'shalosh. There are three causes for hatred. Yesh nasina shodam soni es chaver mikach yisod ha'esh. There's a sinner that one hates another that comes from the yisod of fire. Yesh nasina mikach yisod ha'maim. There's a sinner that comes from the yisod of water. And there's also a hatred that comes from the yisod of ruach before we get to offer. The shorish is offer, but it's manifested with the yisodas of eish, mayim, and ruach. The vayreishis says sibas hasinu lach mikain and shorish hanos yisod alafer. So let's go. Sibas hasinu mikach yisod eish. The cause of hatred becomes mikach yisod ha'esh, becomes from yisod of fire. And b'chaim vital b'shar kedusha, minus midas hasinika anaf me'anfe ha'gaiva sheshor shebi yisod ha'esh. And b'chaim vital counts or lists the midah of sinna as a branch of gaiva whose shorish is in the yisod of esh, of fire. What does sinna have to do with gaiva? The hatred that comes from a feeling that this person is greater than me, and I can't stand that. I can't stand that. First of all, I can't stand that he's a mezgor alai, that he somehow is making himself greater than me. And even if he's not trying to do that, my own gaiva can't stand the fact that this person seems to be doing better than me, or more successful than me, that he's higher on the totem pole than I am. So there Rabbi Chaim Vital speaks about that from the Yisod of Eish. The feeling that Reuven has that Shimon is higher than he is. This is the Yin of fire that ascends, that rises higher. So first of all, that the guy that's up there, that feels that he's greater than somebody else, like the fire that ascends, and the person that feels that he's down there and he can't stand the guy that's making himself higher, because of his own, or because that guy could be making himself higher, which is fire, or because of your own gaiva, your own need to ascend and to be higher than the other person. Kashuhu royes chaveiro oila misala. When Reuven sees Shimon going higher and higher, that the fire is getting stronger, he's going higher. Umargish is asmotachlan, and Reuven feels himself lower compared to Shimon, because kachusanis. So Reuven hates Shimon, hates the one who is ascending like fire and has a fire within himself, because that comes from his own gaiva, that he can't stand that Shimon is doing better than him. So the Rabimus of his friend, those Shimon's getting ahead, causes Reuven to, and higher, causes Reuven to feel hatred. And that hatred stems from the gaiva within Reuven as well, that he wants to be higher. Why is Har Sinai, the Gemara says, called Sinai? So the Samach and the Sin are interchangeable. Shemisham Yarda Sinai Le'umas Ha'olam. From the day that we received the Torah, we became higher than the rest of the world, but God chose us from the rest of the world, the whole world hates us. The whole world hates us. That's where hatred comes from. Zayismach Shishon, the Sa'olam. Because the Jewish people ascended like a fire to a higher place, and that ignited a fire of hatred in the nations, in the hearts of the nations of the world, who can't bear that chosenness or that that mila of the Jewish people. The goyim, the umasalim, remained below, and the Jewish people ascended like a fire above. And that, and Misham Yarda Sinala Lumasalim. From there comes the hatred. That's the sherish of the hatred of the nations of the world. This will be explained further. Again, it comes from the fire, of course, of Gaiva that is burning in the hearts of the nations. They can't stand to see that the Jews are doing better. So far. That's the cause of hatred that comes from the Yisod of fire. Now, Sivas HaSena Mekoch Yisod HaMayim, the cause of hatred that comes from the Yisod of water, of Mayim. Sefer HaTanya, the 10th parak of Tanya, Mavur Yisod. Kechol Shahavas HaOdem Klapei Dover Muslim Chazoka Yoyser. The more a person loves somebody or loves something, Chachuson Yoyser is Havchu. To that degree, he hates the opposite of that which he loves. He can't stand the opposite of the object of his love. Mayim is the inyan of ahava, as it's explained there in the Shaar Kedush of Rabbi Chaim Vital, that mayim, water, is the cause of all tanugim, of all pleasure, and so on. And mayim is ahava. Is tanugim and so on. So, a person hates that which is opposed to or the opposite of that which he loves. Kishadavad HaMelech Omar, when David HaMelech said, Misanecha Hashem Esna, those who hate you, that's what I was talking about before, Tachlis Innes and Osma, the Tanya writes about on the base. So David HaMelech says, when David HaMelech said, Misanecha Hashem Esna, David HaMelech said, all those who hate Hashem, I hate. Because all those who are opposed to Hashem or hate Hashem, Torah says, I hate. And I have a quarrel, a fight with all those who are fighting against God. I hate them with a passionate hatred, and they're my enemies. Because all those who hate Hashem, because Torah loves Hashem so deeply, so all those who hate Hashem, he hates, Torah hates with a passion. And Mela as Sonya Hashem, Husana Tachlisina. Therefore, those who hate Hashem, David HaMelech, who loves Hashem, hates with Tachlisina. He hates with Tachlis Hasina. Ahava b'gematria echad ki yadu. Love is the gematria 13 echad. Asina hu havcha, kriyus. Whereas ahava means when you feel absolutely one with somebody, you feel connected to, you feel like the two of you are one. Sin is the opposite. Sin is kriyus. Everything cracks and falls apart. Mitzadkach, this is the coldness of water. Mitzadkach, hasina nikra sina meloshin. Shnei. Therefore, sinna comes from the word shinnun, which is the sharish of shnayim, of two. Sheni, shnei. Whereas ahava is a feeling of I am one with the other person. Ahava is echad, with the gematria echad. Sinna has the word sheni, shinnun, shnei, two. It's that feeling of being apart from. This person is the opposite of me. This person is opposed to that which is important to me, that which I love. Elu divrei Shlomo HaMelech b'Kehelet, eis lehoi ve'eis lisnai. Esleha of Achdus, a time to love, is Achdus. That's when there's oneness, when there's Hiskashus and unity. Eslisnai is Shnayim, Pirud. Eslisnai is when there's two, when there's separation, when there's division. Lefizehim Kain, according to this, Sherish Ahavus, Yisaynamayim, Goyim Lesina, Klapi Ahetach. The Sherish of love that comes from the Yisod HaMayim, which is all Tanugim and pleasure, and love is the greatest of pleasures. The Sherish of love that comes from the Yisod HaMayim is Goyim Lesina, Klapi Ahetach. Causes there to be a freezing cold, like the water being cold, a freezing cold hatred to the one who is the opposite of your love, to that which opposes your love, to that which is apart from your love. The more a person strengthens and sharpens and deepens the love that he has for somebody or something, so he deepens at the same time his hatred for anything that is the opposite or that is opposed to or threatens that which he loves. Zuya sinna on the vast Yisod HaMayim. This is the type of sinna that comes from the Yisod of water. Ha'ahava mechadedes es ha'sinna. The stronger the love, the greater the hatred. And the feeling of coldness, of hatred, towards anything that is opposed to that which you love, or anything that threatens to take you apart from that which you love, or from the one that you love. You hear all the time, there's something on the radio, or you read in the paper that this guy loves somebody else's wife, so he shot her husband, killed the husband. And then, you know, of course, he's going to jail for the rest of his life, or whatever. But his whole life is ruined, and you're thinking, Rabbi Shalom, okay, you're crazy about the guy's wife, so therefore, what did you accomplish now? That you killed her husband. You don't have her. You don't have him. Hosla baal, hosla boil. Everything is a foul. So what did you accomplish? The terrorist is that he lost himself in his passion. He couldn't contain himself. He couldn't bear anything that was going to keep him from his connection, from being echad with that which he loved. That was the threat of, or that which stood in the way of his love, and it had to be removed from the world. So in nefseichel, it's a shigah, it's a sinner. So sinner comes the word shnayim. Sibas ha-sinna mikach yisod ha-ruach. It's very similar, it's connected to, but it's even more. Yisod ha-ruach, hatred that comes from the yisod of ruach. Yisod ha-ruach, hari matzinu tchuna she'enena b'shar yisod. There's a certain quality in the yisod of air, of wind, that we don't find by the other yisodis. Yisodis ha-esh ha-mayim va'ofer, by the yisodis of esh, of fire, water, and earth, kol yisod ein bo ribui. Each of the yisodis does not have ribui. What does that mean? Doesn't multiply? What does that mean? Vadesh esh ribui shel esh. Obviously, the fire can start as a small fire, and then it can grow into a huge fire. Ribu shel ofar, ribu shel mayim ba'olam. Obviously, there's a lot of dirt in the world, and there's a lot of water in the world. Aval tchunas ha'esh ha'klolus. However, the general quality of fire, and tchunas ha'mayim ha'klolus of water, and tchunas ha'ofar ha'klolus and of earth, achasi. In other words, every granule of sand is the same as the other, and every particle of fire and of water is the same as the other. It's just a lot of the same thing. That the same thing is just increasing and multiplying. but it doesn't diversify. However, Haruach Umazais, Mitever Briyosim Uchulekes La'aber Ruchas HaShamayim. However, when it comes to Ruach, there's a huge chilek in Nigla, and then in Pnimius, there's a tremendous chilek between the four Ruchos, the four directions of the world. And every wind, the northern wind, the southern wind, the east, western wind, has a certain tchuna, a certain different quality. It's a different mahalach. The cold northern wind and the warm southern wind, and so on. And the Pnimius is much deeper than it. The tafkid muslim, each wind has a certain tafkid, something that it's something different from the other. The Gemara talks about Bava Basra. That means the Yisod of Ruach Mi'ikar from the beginning is built in such a way that it comes from the four extreme directions. Each Ruach is facing a different direction, a different Ruach. That's why direction is called Ruach. And each Ruach, depending upon the direction, has a different pu'ula, acts differently. Every ruach has a different mahus. The nimsa shamusag sheni. So it comes out that this musag of sheni, of otherness, of something being other than you, of being different than other, shinui, from the word shinui. Sheni is shinui, something changed, something different. Mezgala is revealed the etzem in Ruach itself and the whole existence of Ruach. We see in the strongest way this inyan of something being different than you, something being opposed to you, apart from you. Because of this, kol Ruach shepa'elos dekivun achad, any Ruach that is Po'elus, that its function, its work, is in a certain direction. In Ba'kineg, the Ruach HaPo'elus, the Kivan HaHafuch. If a Ruach comes from an opposite direction, Yishkan Siba Shal Shinui. There's a cause of there being a Shinui, a change. This could lead to a storm, a powerful change that takes place as a result of these two opposite winds colliding. And this brings to a hatred. When it comes to human beings, anything that is moving in the opposite direction, in a different direction, opposite is the strongest, but anything that moves differently than me, it's misno'eh l'kivun shani mimani. It is moving in a different ruach. It's marching to a different song, a different beat. Husheni mimeni means it's not me, it's the other. Here in ruach, it's very profound, it's very deep, because it goes back to the origin of the four ruchais. Hushonui mimeni, it's different than me. Hucholik mimeni, and it's divided from me. Like we see in this parasha, by Kalev. Akiv, it says by Kalev that there was a Ruach Acheres by Kalev. The Ruach Acheres of Kalev is that he refused to leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And obviously he would be the object of scorn and hatred of the other Meraglim. All who went along with that inyan of the negative, destructive report, the Gabi Eretz Yisrael, the whole mistake of the Meraglim. But by Kalev, it's a Ekev Ruach Acheres Hayseimu. It was a different Ruach that he had. He was going a different direction. And whenever you have that, Chmaskach Megiyasena. From that comes hatred. From that comes sinna. The lashon sinna is the lashon of shnayim, two, sheni. I see this person has a different ruach. He's different than me. He's heading in a different direction than I'm heading. He's looking for something else in life. He's the opposite of me. He goes by a different, under a different flag. From there is the sharish of hatred. Sinner is a lashon of shnayim, sheni, two. There's now a chiluk, a mechulak. There's something that's the opposite of me, that's different than me, that follows a different ruach than me. From there can come sinner, there can come hatred. It doesn't have to be a person can overcome that and can see the other as being different than, yet to include that person in his oneness and not something that's a threat to him or different in such a way that hurts him. But as Rav Schwartz goes on to explain, the common response to this metzias of the other being different from me is suspicion and even hatred. That's what he explains. U'kishezem mislabesh b'tchunais nefesh ha'adam. When this is mislabesh, becomes enclosed in the tchunas and nefesh of a person, kol adam shemahalach ha'chaim shlo shayim emahalach ha'chaim shli, this person has a different mahalach in his life than I have. Osuya, he's shiny to me. He's second. I have my thing, and he's different from me. It could even be something as silly as the color of a person's skin. That the person's skin is a different color. Osuya lochol by sinah mitzat tfisizu. There could be a sinah because of this tfisa that the other is apart from me, is different from me, is shiny. So in the mele, there's a sinah. Page Kuf Mamdala. Zu sinna shemoi mitsuya. This is very common. This type of sinna is very, very common. Gamba derainu, even in our generation that has progressed so much, and here we are in a very enlightened world, and everybody is supposed to love everybody else, and understand everybody else, and respect everybody else. As long as they're the same as you, then you feel that. As long as they're marching under your degel in the midbar, then that's terrific. That's fine. Look, you see with these liberals that they're supposed to be the biggest ayahavim. They're supposed to be the most accepting, the most loving. They're always talking about the big umbrella and everybody's under one big umbrella, but that's only if you're marching under the same umbrella. If you're different from them, it's a sinus, olam tachlis sinna mamish, but tachlis a sinna. You see, the way they speak about the president, the way that they treat the president, it's something which you're wondering, where does it come from, such a sinna? Because you know that if it would be a Democrat that would be saying the same thing that Trump is saying, then it would be okay, it would be fine. There are many of the things, like we see the immigrants, there were things that Obama was doing, but Obama was not considered to be a shiny. He was considered to be part of their group. And as long as Obama was saying the exact same thing, it was acceptable. It was fine. But if somebody is different from you, and you perceive that one as being different from you, as being shiny, like they perceive Trump, so then the sinner becomes so passionate, so irrational, that they're saying all kinds of crazy things. They say all kinds of crazy things. With the very same policies that they believed in, that they were pursuing, if it comes out of Trump's mouth, then it's tachas sinner, then it's betachas sinner. And all of these things are on record. And all of these things are shown. And all of these things are brought out, the inconsistencies and the lies and the deceptions and the distortions. Uvachol zeis, it comes from sinna, it comes from a tachlis of sinna, it's not something which is rational. It's something which is irrational. The same people who are saying that President Clinton didn't do anything so serious, and there's no reason why he should be impeached. And what's wrong with the guy? He's a terrific, terrific person. He's a decent, wonderful, upstanding person. Or what difference does it make what he does in his private life that doesn't affect anything? But when it comes to Donald Trump, these very same people, they're screaming day and night, impeachment. the whole thing comes from sinner. All of these things are sinner. And that's just a small morsel of sinner. When it comes to sinners, the sinner of the Umas Olam that came down by Har Sinai, that's something which you see. We're seeing now more and more. Every single day, we're seeing more and more of this. Every single day. So, Susan Shemaoid Mr. Gamadarain. Other Nashayach Lachug Echad, Laida Cheris, and even among from people. You have somebody that he shayach to one chug, whatever he belongs to, the chsidim, or to the yeshiva, shlitfish, or to modern, svardim, whatever. Laida Cheris, and even among the different edus, between one chsidis and the other chsidis, between one type of svardim and another svardim, between one yeshiva and a different yeshiva, all of these, someone's shani. The point is, someone is other. And the second you have other, the second you have other, you have a chilik, there's a second, there's someone else that's different. Even though we're all from people, but there's somebody else that's different, we're all Jews. Chal klapav mokim shosin. There's really a mokim that this person should be the object of your hatred. This is what the Netziv writes about it, in his famous introduction to his Tshuvas, the Meshav Dover. He describes what was going on at the time of the Second Beis Hamikdash. That never before was Yiddishkeit this strong. And the amount of learning that was going on was unbelievable by the Second Beis Hamikdash, the amount of learning. So what happened to it? What happened to it? So he said, if you look and you see what was going on, the Jews were then dividing into all different types of different groups, of different categories of Jews. The most obvious was that you see that he had by the Prushim, the Tzdukim, all of these separations and divisions were taking place at the time of the Second Beis Hamikdash. And that came, and that brought, rather, an unbelievable hatred. An unbelievable hatred where the sin of Slim came from. So even though the Torah learning was great, and the Avodah Hashem was on a very, very high level, but that Beis Hamikdash was doomed because of the sin, because of the hatred. But anybody that's different than you, you hate. There's hatred. Any mahalach that's not your mahalach, you hate. It's a threat to you. You right away can hate. Why does this Lakewood guy hate this Lubavitcher guy? Why does this Ashkenazi hate this Sfadi? Why does this Chassid hate that Litvak? It's not because that person is any lower than him. He's a fine, upstanding Jew. He'd be much better than him. The Torah says, Alamachmas Hashayimi Hamunach B'Shinui. He's different than me. He's different than me. And he's claiming that his way of serving Hashem is the highest way of serving Hashem. I can't stand it. Of course, you're malbish in all kinds of things. So why do I hate the Lubavitchers? Because they're Messianic Jews, and that bothers me so much. They mean the Mashiach. Give me a break. That bothers you so much, the Mashiach. If you care so much about all the 13 Ikarim, then where are you in Shul when Shul starts? You don't hate him because he's Messianic. You hate him because he's different than you. And before the Inyan the Mashiach came out so strong, Lubavitch, you hate Lubavitchers for other reasons. Bothered you that they sang Ufarasta, you couldn't take it. It bothered you that they put tefillin on people on the street. It bothers you that they don't shave. It bothers you that they daven Nusach Hari. It bothers you that they don't sleep in the sukkah. Like when this guy came to Lubavitcher Rebbe, I saw a video of it, when the people would go to Rebbe to get a dollar, and this Litvish guy came to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he said, not him, he's coming on behalf of the Bnei Torah to ask, why is it that Lubavitch, they don't sleep in the sukkah? And this little Babashir, he said, this is what's bothering you. This is what's bothering you. This is your problem that you have with the Babashir. The Babashir don't sleep in the sukkah. That's what bothers you. And then you can have the same thing going the other way, what the Babashirs have with the literature. They can also have 10 different explanations of why they can't stand the literature. But it's not the underlying Sharish of it, it's that the Litvak is different from me. I, we're both Jews. Could be the Litvak doesn't shave either. But he's different. And how is he different? It's okay. There's a whole long list of why is it that he's different. But the bottom line is the bottom line is that you can make up a million excuses of why you hate that other Jew, but the reason, the underlying cherish of it is because of Shani, Shomi, Shinri, Shoneh, he's different than me. He's different than me. I'm not talking about a tzaddik has some sort of a cheshbon, a higher cheshbon of an inyan of machshava, panimius, whatever that is. But that's not the rank and file. That's not just regular people. That's something else going on. And what's going on is this inyan of that person, Akev, that he has a ruach acheres, that he goes with a different ruach than you go. And because his ruach is a ruach acheres, it's sheni, it's shoneh, it's different than yours. So maybe you can't stand the guy. And maybe you're filled with hatred for the guy. So elu b'chlolus shloishes chelke hasen. B'chlolus, in general, these are the three chelke, these are the three chelke hasen. Machmiz, you said Eish, from Eish, you said Ruach, Ruach, and you said Amayim. Akomer, Ikarish, Lassen, Amunach, you said Ofer, Vata, Nagdi, and Nevar, Zeis. However, the Iker of Sinna comes from the Yisod of Ofer, which we haven't spoken about yet. We've spoken about Sinna that comes from the Yisod of Fire, Sinna that comes from the Yisod of Mayim, and Sinna that comes from the Yisod of Ruach. Now, we're going to get to the main Yisod of Sinna, which is Ofer. These are obviously all related. Kol Sinna Hagderasa Pirud Shadam Nivdal Mizulah. So the gather of Sinna, of course, is Pirud. As we've been learning, is being separate, is being opposed to, is being the other. It's being the other. So Adam Nivdom is a lasai. Yitachim shu nifrad mena medina. Kira isa eva there. Could be that your hatred is halachically based, although I said nowadays it's very, very hard to justify that. But it could be it's halachically based because the person, and it comes from halacha, kira is over aveir, because you saw the person being over aveir. Okay, as it's panamur, do you see that he's a machusaf, like we learned earlier? In these situations, sin is permissible, or maybe it's even a mitzvah. You're talking to nifrin minu shalom yedina. But then it could be a reason that's not halachically based. Of course, from people always like to show that their particular hatred is halachically based. Like I said, so you have to therefore try to prove that this Lubavitcher, that his messianism that you perceive, his Mashichius, qualifies him to be an apikaris that has a apikarisish interpretation of that ikar of Bias and Mashiach. And because of that, you have a mitzvah to hate the person. That's your take on it. That's the way you try to make that into something which is much more than it really is. You're trying to make it into something which is based on halacha. And there are some people that have that, but that's not the vast majority. The true thing is that kol inyan shel sinah hu hayas al nivdal umufash mizalas. This is sinas chen, but in sinas chen, just sinah is al af shul loy rabba dvar vay. There's nothing wrong with the guy. He didn't see anything wrong with the guy. So this sinas chen, but kol inyan shel sinah hu hayas al nivdal umufash mizalas. Sinah comes from the person being shani, different than you. That could be that you have a halachic explanation why he's michutz, why he's an outsider, because he's an ayva averus, he's not bikaris. That's why he's an outsider. That you have some halachic explanation for that, or it could be that it's a feeling that you have. But even you, with your most outlandish interpretation of the halacha would admit that that halacha does not require you, it does not allow you to hate this person, and your hatred for him is stam sinas chinam. Well, because whatever, because he's different than you. Ahave yonish hu meuchad mzalos. Ahave, again, is the gematria echad, and that comes from being one with the other. It comes from being one with the other. Sina in yonish hu nivdal mzalos. Sina is from being nivdal. Ahavdale, hi hagdara sa sina. Havdale is the hagdara of sina. Madu hu sainai. Why do you hate? Kan yechaylus lochel asiba shehusku la'el. So we could apply the reasons that we learned earlier. Machmis yisad ha'esh, yisad ha'ruach, yisad ha'mayim. Avol etzem ha'metziyas ha'nikris sinna, but the underlying metziyas of sinna is a loshen of shnei, of sheni, of two. Yesh kan echad v'yesh sheni lai. There's one, and then there's the other. And they are not connected. They're not echad. And when they're not echad, and it's not a matzav of ahava, then it could very well be, will lead to a matzav of terrible, terrible sinna. Maduhu Sinai. Yeah, let me do that right. Well, the synagogue is nine. Shani, Shnei, Sonur, Hem Oisa Sharus. As we learn, that Shani and Sinna and Sonur are the same Sharus. Makachnu is the Echad, Vafachnu is the Shnei. He took one and he made it into two. Kishahem Madnu Oisa Kishnei. Once I perceive this other as two, excuse me for a second. Sorry, there's some noise. But once I already perceive this as other, as two, that's the sharish there, already there could be sinna. Sibas hachalois shel hasinna mischalakis. There are many explanations and causes, you know, explanations for the sinna. Aval hagdoras hasinna be'etzem hu etzem hagderosam kimuchulokim b'nifradim. But the underlying sharish, underlying cause of sinna is this perception of reality, or the perception of reality, of Shnayim. Lefiza novin borur reishis, ma'ashis kana betchila, as divi agamor be'erchen, ha-sifri, ha-rambam b'achinach, she'issa lo'isisnes achichi b'vavercha, ne'medavke b'leiv. So we can understand what we learned at the beginning, from Chazal and the Rishonim, that the issue of loisisnes achicha is when it's bilvavecha, when it's davke b'leiv. Lo kashu moitzi zayis mikorach lepol, but not when it actually is exposed, it comes out. The dibur, either by saying something, or the maisim chadayim, or doing something. Im hagdara se iser, haisa mashu mevate is asinda. If the iser would be expressing hatred, then the issue would not be one of the heart. But since we now have learned that the gather of sinna, the definition of sinna, is the tfisa, is the perception that one has that he is nivdal mizulaso, that he is different from, He is other. He's separate from the other. Tfisa zui tfisa, tfisa belev. That's a tfisa, that's a perception, that's a matter of the heart. That's how you feel. Like tfisa b'maisa. Kash olam tofes es atzmo nivdo belev. That's a feeling. That you feel in your heart that you're nivdal, that you're different, that you're separate. Zu tfisa shel hi bodlus. That's a tfisa of taking yourself away from, separating yourself. V'hi hagdaras asena. And that is the hagdara of sin, of hatred. Im haitzi es oisa tfisa makor halapu. If you now take this tfisa, this perception, and you act upon it, hashakvar eino nimsa b'madreges tfisa shel nivdolus. Eleban hoge b'porol shel nivdolus. Now you're no longer in that place of perception and feeling. You're behaving in a way that's different. You might say either your actions, that you're showing something that you can't stand the guy, or the debu you, or you tell him whatever, tell him off, and what he's doing is wrong, and so on. So now you're no longer in that world of perceptions. You're in the world of speech and behavior. That's not the definition of sin, because sin is defined by that perception, by that feeling. Once you've done something, you've spoken something, you're no longer over. Yes, another problem, of course, it could be serious of errors, but you're no longer over on the issue of levavecha. Levavecha is just when it's only a perception of feeling or thought. It's describing the shirish, the root of hatred, where hatred comes from. Later on, how it emerges is something else, but where it comes from is the issue of lesisna zechicha levavecha. Now, the connection to Yisra'afa, so we're going to, Mitch Shem will pick up on that next Thursday. We'll continue with where it comes from, Yisra'afa. Just go ahead.